ABC Radio Australia.
Solomon Islands will be without an official Prime Minister, but that's because they're waiting until the Governor-General is satisfied that all newly elected MPs have arrived in the capital, Honiara, following last week's election. Government House has told Pacific Beat that so far only 29 of the country's 50 MPs have registered with Parliament. This comes as political parties and groups are jostling for the support of at least 26 MPs because that's the number needed to form government, as Evan Wasuka reports.
In Honiara, fluidity is the name of the game as political groups vie for the majority 26 out of 50 MPs needed to form government. A grand coalition, as they've been called by the local media, say they've got 28 MPs and are staking their claim publicly. The coalition is led by the Solomon Islands Democratic Party.
We also have five other parties.
Francis Wale Anesia is their spokesman.
We are still in dialogue and we are hoping that once the understandings reach translate into a coalition agreement.
For the Grand Coalition, their choice of Prime Minister is the leader of the Solomon Islands Democratic Party and member for Auke Langa Langa, Matthew Wale.
They are yet to sign a coalition agreement, but Schedule 2 of the Political Parties Integrity Act does provide for that. So where party has majority seat in any coalition grouping, that party gets the first priority option to nominate the candidate. So at this point in time, we don't see any problem for the SIDP candidate being the front runner.
Their competition is a coalition of the Kandere Party and Our Party, a newly registered party led by former Prime Minister Manasseh Sogovare. Mr. Sogovare had contested the April the 3rd election as an independent and only registered his party 3 days ago.
You have to, best of all, renounce your status and join a party of your choice. You can't be in government if you remain as an independent MP. You have to join a party.
Nairi Alamu is the registrar of political parties. She says there's nothing underhand about our party's registration after the election.
There's nothing sinister about the registration of our party. In fact, they have made an application a couple of weeks prior to the election. The only technicality was that the commission could not meet to consider the application prior to the election.
At the national election, 21 MPs won seats as independents. Both groups are wooing these independents, and Ms. Alamu says some have joined parties.
Roughly four.
Are you able to tell us which party they've joined?
No, not at the moment. This is a lobbying period, and you know exactly what I mean. Things can change.
The next step is for the groupings to sign a coalition agreement or a memorandum of understanding to lock in members and then publish their names to show their numeric strength. For the time being, though, both the Grand Coalition and Kandere are still lobbying for support. But unlike previous years, camps have not established themselves in hotels. They've had meetings in hotels, but not the extensive setup of past years. This is likely the result of a warning by the Ministry of Finance that this year it would not be picking up the hotel tab for the winning camp. Jean Temer is with the Solomon Islands National Parliament and says while lobbying continues, the next step will be in the hands of Government House.
If the Governor General is satisfied that members have settled, he'll call a meeting. And he'll set the date and place and time for the election of the Prime Minister. The election of the Prime Minister is a closed meeting, so it won't be aired live.
It will also be a secret ballot with each MP casting a vote for their choice of Prime Minister, usually along group lines. But Government House has told Pacific Beat this will happen once all MPs are in Honiara. And so far, only 29 out of 50 have registered with the National Parliament. So for the time being, Solomon Islands will have to wait a little longer to hear who will be their new Prime Minister and government.